Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Proceeded. 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
Then we visited a rainforest in Indonesia to solve the mystery of the hot buttered popcorn pea.
Hey, Guy Raz.
Oh, hey, Mindy. Hey, Reggie.
Ooh, what you writing in your diary over here?
It's not a diary, Mindy. This is my scientific journal. It's where I write down the things I want to remember for years to come.
Okay, call it what you want. A journal, a diary. All I know is it has a lock and a pink sparkly unicorn on the cover.
It was on sale. Plus, I kind of like unicorns.
Wait, do you want one? Because I know a guy who can...
I'm just writing about everything we did during this wild and amazing summer.
What? Let me see that.
Hey, that's my...
Not so fast. See my name in here. And then, unable to handle the powerful gravitational forces of the roller coaster, Mindy vomited hot dogs at a speed of 149 miles per hour? Guy Raz!
Sorry.
You remembered!
Oh, yeah, right.
Wow, we did have an adventurous summer, didn't we?
We sure did, Mindy. Remember that time we watched an elephant and a tiger in a pooping race?
Oh, yeah, we were exploring the velocity of poop.
Speaking of poop, remember when you got us lost on that tooting cow farm?
Ugh, how could I forget? Or what about the time I dressed you up as a pink flamingo and we went to the zoo and experimented with how flamingos are able to stand on one leg while sleeping?
Yeah, and learned the hard way that humans in flamingo suits cannot.
And hundreds of tourists have the photographic evidence to prove it.
Please don't remind me. Hey, some of my favorite memories were when we took your time machine way back to visit our earliest human ancestors.
And I'll never forget the time that we shrunk ourselves and scared the slime out of that slug.
We blasted ourselves to outer space.
We did a little laughing yoga.
I almost ate a sea pickle.
And I ate a chocolate door.
Anything for science, Mindy.
Anything for science, Guy Raz.
Hey, so why don't we just pack up your adventure toolbox, maybe take a little break and start preparing for our next set of wild scientific adventures.
Good idea, Guy Raz. Reggie just flew back from Finland, and boy, are his wings tired.
Oh.
He was playing basketball with a bunch of kids at recess.
so we'll just take a short break, you know, fix my elbow patches.
Yeah, and repair the roof on my gingerbread mansion.
Get Reggie those smooth landing lessons.
And start plotting our next big adventures.
This all sounds great, Mindy.
Oh, and Guy Raz?
Yeah?
I'm so glad we're friends.
Yeah, me too, Mindy. We make a pretty good team, don't we?
Yeah, like spaghetti and meatballs.
Exact-oritos, Mindy.
Hey, that's my line.
You know what? Why don't we end this summer where we started?
By exercising some gratitude?
Gratitude for our friendship and for everyone who has taken these adventures with us and for all of the wonderful wow in the world.
Let's do it, Guy Raz. Wow in the world! It's time to pump up some gratitude. 5, 6, 7, 8. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Muchas gracias. Thank you. Thank you. Hashtag grateful. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thanks a million.
Hey, Mindy.
Roz, how long have you been standing there?
What are you doing?
Exercising?
Well, I can see that you're in your workout clothes, but you're just staring at a picture of your family and talking to it.
Guy Raz, as I said, I'm exercising.
But isn't exercise when you do things like, you know, push-ups or jumping jacks?
Well, of course it is. But those are physical exercises. What I'm doing are mental exercises.
Mental exercises?
Yeah, I'm exercising my brains.
But then why are you staring at a picture of your family and saying thank you and all that stuff?
Oh, well, I'm working out my gratitude.
Gratitude?
Yeah, you know when you show someone appreciation for all the nice things that they do for you?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm still trying to figure out how showing gratitude is a form of exercise.
Well, Guy Raz, it turns out that when we humans exercise gratitude for the things that we have, it's really good for our health.
Really? How so?
Well, two professors from the University of Montana have just shown that when people stop and appreciate all of the great things they have, and, you know, like thank people who make their lives better, it actually makes that person happier.
Wow. Well, how do they know that?
Well, these professors wrote an article where they describe an experiment with more than 5,000 humans.
Well, this is starting to sound very promising.
Anyway, the people who were more appreciative of the things they had were much more likely to be healthy and even live longer, Guy Raz.
Just from saying thanks to the people around them?
Yeah, I know. I thought it was crazy, too. But this little trick can actually make us humans more optimistic and more excited about the future.
Interesting.
And it can help when we're feeling down. And believe it or not, Guy Raz, people who show appreciation and gratitude to others are less likely to get sick and more likely to do physical exercises.
Like jumping jacks and push-ups.
Stop and give me 20.
That's a big guess.
But do you really have to wear workout clothes to show gratitude?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I just didn't want to take any chances.
Well, Mindy, I'm just wearing my usual button-down shirt and wool sweater and tweed blazer with elbow patches, but if you don't mind, can I exercise with you?
Sure. Let's warm up with some thank yous. You ready?
Sure am.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Gracias. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hashtag.
No, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm feeling happier and more optimistic already, Mindy.
Okay, let's move on to the next exercise. Are you ready?
Sure am.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Mindy.
No, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Okay, I think that's enough. Feels good to work it out, right?
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm never gonna think about exercise the same way again.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month!
As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the world.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Malachi, and I'm 5, and I'm from Enumclaw, Washington. And my Wow in the World is the eclipse when the sun gets all dark and looks like a disco ball. And I have one question for you. Can I borrow Reggie?
My name's Max. I'm from Beaver Creek, Oregon. I am 8. What wowed me this week is that cows' farts and births release greenhouse gases. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Millie and I'm 5 years old. I live in England and my wowing in the world is that when light hits your hand, you can see your blood. Bye, I love your show.
Hi, I'm Maxwell from New Jersey, age 8.
Hi, I'm Miles from New Jersey, age 6.
And the wow in our world is only 5% of babies are born on their due date.
And I am one of them. Thank you for making more shows. Please make more shows. Please.
Hi. My name is Jack. I live in Rochester, Minnesota. My wow in the world is that some daddy long legs are bugs, not spiders.
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Guy Raz. I'm Dash from Dover, Massachusetts. My wow in the world is that the center of the Earth is made of metal and that it's as big as the moon. Bye.
Hello, my name is Addie, and I'm 11 years old, and I live in Seattle. And my wow in the world is we went to Glacier National Park in Montana, and I got to slide down a glacier, and it was really cool, but it was so cold, and I was only wearing shorts. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your show.
Hello, my name's Cameron. I'm 4 years old, and I live in Australia. Can you say these tongue twisters, Mindy? Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't very fuzzy, was he? Have fun, and I love listening to Wow in the World on the week.
End of messages.
Phew, that's a wrap. Can you believe we did it, Guy Raz?
Our first full season of Wow in the World.
Oh, man, that was so much fun. So when can we start season 2?
Mindy, season 2 will be here before you know it. But for now, we're going to take a little break. Give Reggie some time to rest his wings.
And start plotting our next big adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a huge thanks to everyone who helped us to bring the wow to you.
Especially our buddy and producer, Jed Anderson, for helping us to see with our ears.
Also to Jessica Boddy for making sure we had all of our facts straight.
To Chelsea Erson for helping us with research and conversation starters at wowintheworld.com.
To Alex Curley for making sure these shows got into the world every week.
And Meredith Halpern-Ranzer for being our number one partner in WOW.
Also to NPR and Anya Grundman for their enthusiastic support.
And we can't forget to give a big shout-out to the Pop-Ups for writing and performing such an awesome theme song for us. You can find it and the rest of their Grammy-nominated music for families at thepopups.com.
Finally, a huge, huge thanks to you, our listeners. You are what drives this show and makes it so fun. Thanks so much for sharing it with your friends, your teachers, and your neighbors.
And we have loved listening to all of your voicemails and your calls telling us about the wows in your world from all over the world.
And keep them coming as well, because we'll be airing more of them on Season 2.
To share yours, just have your grown-ups help you call 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. And at wowintheworld.com, you and your grown-ups can also upload your photos, find curious conversation starters, links to past episodes, and sign up for our newsletter so you can be the first to hear about bonus episodes and some other cool stuff that we've got cooking.
Thanks again for being part of Wow in the World. If you liked what you heard, be sure to tell your friends and teachers all about the show.
Well, I think that's it, Guy Raz. Time to wrap this thing up like an adventurito.
That's probably right, Mindy, but we're going to be back very soon for Season 2 of Wow in the World.
Wow in the World is made by Tinkercast.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.